Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Legacy Forum.
5, 4, 3, 2.
And we are live. Welcome to Legacy Forum. This is Harry.
And this is Robin Shivery.
And we appreciate your presence tonight. Thank you for joining us tonight. Robin and I are so excited.
As you can tell already, we have a control board in front of us with lots of buttons that don't respond exactly when I touch them, lots of gadgets, lots of opportunities to have a good time tonight. We're glad you're with us. We're going to be learning many different methods of how not to accomplish something. So we're glad you're with us and just enjoy the learning and excitement. You can call into the show by dialing 347-677-0699, 347-677-0699. Visit us at www.blogtalkradio.com/the Dynamic Dojo. That's the Dynamic Dojo, D-O-J-O. You can also email us at the Legacy Forum, legacyforum@yahoo.com. Wow. Lots of ways to get in touch with us, but we hope we hear from you tonight while we're on the show. We do take live callers. We want to thank Zita DeJesus and Robert Deal for inviting us to join the Seika Network. This is an honor, guys. The Seika Network provides us the avenue to broadcast the Legacy Forum to an audience that stretches, well, across the world. That's why it's www. We will be able to help so many people, or at least that's our goal.
That's perfect. You know, we have a tradition of beginning our calls with pieces of information because information is power. One fact, one detail, or one small piece of information can change lives. And we begin our calls with small pieces of information that may change your life. So get ready for tidbits, and here they are for this week. Our calls contain so much information, we advise you to get pencil and paper, take some notes, take advantage and leverage this information, just as in business, leverage this information. I promise there is at least one piece of information that has the ability to make your life better. So get ready. Tidbit number one, credit scores are important. Each of us, each individual has a credit score, and I think it's important to note that states also have credit scores. It is important for business investments, quality of life purposes, individual investment purposes, as well as numerous other things. So here are the states with the highest credit scores. Get out your pencil and paper. At number 10, resting firmly at number 10 with a score of 771 is the state of Iowa. That's right. You heard me right. Number 10 is Iowa. 771 is our credit score. And we have a three-way tie for 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tied at 772 are the honorable states of Connecticut, Hawaii, and Wisconsin. Coming in almost in the middle is number 6 at a score of 773 is Massachusetts. You heard me right. That state with a whole lot of vowels, Massachusetts. And tied, we have another tie at 4th and 5th are New Hampshire and North Dakota. They are tied with a credit score rating of 771. Coming in 2nd and coming in 3rd, another tie, are the great states of, are you ready? Hope I'm not going too fast. Our South Dakota and Vermont. And the number one state in the country credit score wise is the state of Minnesota, the land of many lakes. Coming in at number one, the highest credit score for any state in the United States is Minnesota. Okay, now we're done with tidbit number one. Let's move right into tidbit number two. Drinking 2 cups of hot chocolate a day may help keep your brain healthy and sharp. You heard me correct. Now, this is according to a new Harvard study. When people in the study drank cocoa, scientists could see increased blood flow to the brain. Tidbit number three.
So, Harry, before you move on, is that why you had me whip up a couple of cups of great hot chocolate before we started our show tonight?
Absolutely. Hot chocolate, I was hoping. I know I'm already a healthy guy. Well, not really, but I think I am. I'm trying to keep my brain sharp, as sharp as a tack or as sharp as yours. I'm not sure which. So, yes, that's why we had hot chocolate.
I'm just happy it's chocolate. Next tidbit.
Tidbit number three is a 15-minute walk every day after meals helps reduce the lowering of blood sugar levels. So for those that are concerned with being overweight or diabetes, according to a new study in diabetes care, a 15-minute walk every day can help reduce the risk of diabetes. Tidbit number four. In a recent survey, 84% of millennials. Now, if you don't know what millennials are, they're also referred to as Generation Y. That's the generation born between 1980 and 1993. They say they care more about making a positive difference than workplace recognition. This is unbelievable. These young professionals are the very same consumers who care more about purpose than packaging or price. They're concerned about creativity, and they're looking for opportunities to make a difference. Now, this is good news for those people who are wondering what Generation Y is going to be doing. They care more about making a positive difference in the workplace. Tidbit number five. Tidbit number five, dig this. Moo Cluck Moo. You heard me correctly. Moo Cluck Moo. Now, it's a hamburger chain that is succeeding and growing where others have said it was impossible. Now, they're a small, expanding hamburger joint, basically. And Henry Morehouse is one of the partners who own Moo Cluck Moo, and he believes that no one can live on a minimum wage. And he believes that companies should pay a living wage. So Moo Cluck Moo, this hamburger joint, pays workers a minimum of $15 per hour for people to flip burgers. Every employee is cross-trained to do every task, from cooking to cleaning to operating the register. I mean, here's a company that is successful, and they're competing in a competitive environment. And you know what? They're winning. So that argument that you can't afford to pay people a living wage because burger flippers don't need to make a lot, they're wrong. This company pays their workers $15 an hour. Now, those are tidbits for the evening. Now, I want you to use them to your advantage or not, but I could promise you one thing. You can't unlearn them. You can ignore them, but you can't unlearn them. And another thing that just kind of, I guess, the weird news of the day, Facebook has major maintenance issues today. Apple announced difficulty with some new products. Is it because we understand new computer programs come with bugs? And that's part of the process, and that's not why we're not calling our congressmen or senators or calling our neighbors or protesting because a glitch in the computer because it's by Apple or because it's a computer software and we're used to that. And for those that have some gray matter, can you see the public hypocrisy in that? Fascinating. Just fascinating.
That is fascinating, Harry. You amaze me constantly with the research time that you spend, and you actually come back with information that's not what people had to eat for lunch or who in their family they met at. That stuff you pick up on Facebook. So thank you for taking your time to research and bring us this great information. Thank you, callers. I see that we do have some callers on hold. We have some callers, one special caller that will be talking to us a little later on tonight. Harry will be telling you more about shortly. But keep doing that research, Harry, and expanding our brains.
I do enjoy expanding the brain. Do you want to know something that's really, really going to be important? And I hope you got her on the line, but you know, do you have our guest on the line? Do you have all that control work worked out? I think this is fascinating because there's going to be a lady joining us that needs very little introduction, but I'm going to introduce her anyway because she impressed me so much. This world is full of people in business who's trying to take your dollar, but this lady who have become a friend of mine, I even drove to Colorado and met with her. It was a wonderful experience. She knows more about business and how to treat people and the integrity of running a business and how to be profitable than almost anyone I've met in a long time ago. And at this time, I hope we can grab her. Is Marianne Niehaus on the line, babe? Is Marianne on the line?
Absolutely, Marianne's on the line. Let me bring her in. Miss Marianne, are you there?
Can you hear me? Are you guys there?
Oh, I can hear you fine.
We are here now.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Marianne,
was such a wonderful, what?
No, go ahead. I told you earlier I was worried about stepping on guests. You're a pro at this. You know all about this, so help guide us through this. And ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor on our very first broadcast, our podcast, to have Marianne join us tonight. Marianne, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first, I am so honored and privileged to be here this evening. I appreciate you guys thinking of me for your inaugural show here, your podcast. And I had the great pleasure of meeting Harry and Robin in person, as he mentioned, and it was an absolute delight. And so thank you guys so much. We had a great lunch. We had a great couple hours together, and I really, really appreciated you guys coming here, and that was just before the floods, and visiting with me. So thank you. I was very impressed with your tidbits. Minnesota having the highest score, credit score. I know some people that live there. They'll be happy to hear that. I was especially excited about the hot chocolate because chocolate is definitely my one of my favorite things in life. And the walking of the reducing of diabetes, that's great. The Generation Y, I am raising two of those children. And the Moo Cluck Moo, I need to know where that's at because I know some people that could use a job that pays well.
Yeah, dig this, Mary. What city just declared bankruptcy? Do you happen to know what city?
Was it Chicago?
No, Detroit. Detroit?
Oh,
just
Detroit,
filed
right.
Bankruptcy because the auto industry, et cetera, et cetera. This company, Moo Cluck Moo, started in Detroit. And they're successful. And this old adage, as you know, I came up in the world of, you know, traditional business where everybody has the same paradigm, the same business model where wages are the most expensive part of running a business. This establishment is proving that you can pay people, I mean, $15 an hour is about $31,000 a year, so you're not going to get rich, but it's a living wage, and these people are doing it. So it's in Detroit, Michigan, where they're starting. I think they have three right now.
Well, good for them. And we can kind of roll into this here, but I think one of the things that companies need to respect is their employees for so many different ways. I remember one of my jobs that I had, a corporate job, and they were hiring receptionists, and they said, you know, that is the first impression our customers get, is when they call in and they talk to the receptionist. And they respected that position, where a lot of corporate companies, you know, it's a, you know, low-paying, working very hard type of position that's not appreciated. And one of the things is, as you well know, I started in the corporate world and worked my way up and had the opportunity to start my own business. I was very excited about that. I worked for a company that got bought out. I was given a severance pay, and at that point, I went off and started my own business and had that for, you know, 15-plus years. And as a business owner, you and I discussed this, you know, many, many times you have people working for you and they have to extend the same level of integrity that you want to give to your customers. And so with that said, so many of the businesses today are just completely missing the ball. They're completely missing the ball because they're not paying their employees really what they deserve. And so I'm excited about the Moo Cluck Moo. As a business owner, I had, you know, several times had employees, had contract employees, you know, paid insurance, had office space, overhead, and the list just goes on and on and on.
Oh, absolutely.
And about...
No, I said absolutely. I think you're exactly right. I think that employees tend to tie workers because of insurance, because of 401Ks. They tie a worker to become dependent upon it, and therefore the workers are stuck living in low wages.
No, you're right. You're right. And they're just barely, you know, somebody told me one time, you know what a job is? Just above broke.
Just above broke. That's
yeah.
it.
Just, yeah. So, but what, so what we want to discuss today, you know, what you and I kind of chatted about. So I had this business, you know, corporate world climbing the ladder, you know, got to a position where I thought, wow, this is really, you know, what my goals were and where I was going to be. But you know what? It just wasn't, it wasn't the right spot for me. And then I started my own business and I built, you know, this business up and, but there was always something that was just lacking within this. And several years ago, ironically, I was introduced to network marketing. I kind of had a concept of residual income. And I actually tried to do it in the business, or, you know, in my corporate or in the business that I owned. I tried to figure out some kind of a residual income. But I'll tell you what, it was huge. You know, you had to come with up with a product and maybe a membership or, you know, whatever that happened to be. And I just stumbled across this network marketing concept. And, you know, as a business owner, I started looking at this business model and I was like, this is very, very powerful. And why don't more people see that? When you look at, in most network marketing companies, and, you know, I'm with Youngevity, and what it costs to open up a business within the network marketing realm. I couldn't open my eyes in the morning without spending 10 times what it costs to do a network marketing company. Between the overhead of, like we said, employees, insurance, office space, what have you, you know, we had to make 10 grand just to open the door for the month. And I had a lot of contract workers, so, you know, even at that, I wasn't paying insurance on them. So our overhead was low compared to what a lot of these bigger companies do. And so when I saw this concept of network marketing, it really intrigued me. And I kind of dabbled in it for a couple of years. I didn't really jump into it because I still had my own business. So I was working, I kept thinking, you know, that was paying the bills. But as I started seeing my network marketing business growing, I started thinking to myself, well, if I just put a little bit more time into this, this could really build into something much bigger than what I was currently doing in my own business. About a year ago, I completely stepped away from my business. I had phased out of it for about a year, was slowly phasing out of it, and last September, I walked away, and I've never looked back. I've never enjoyed life so much. I don't have to take care of all the details. That's already taken care of for me. My overhead is so low, I can't hardly even stand it. I mean, it's, you know, about between $250, $300 a month. And the rest of it is just inspiring people, helping people have hope, giving them better health, you know, giving them a better financial stability, giving them something that they have security in for the fact of each month you can make more money and more money. And really, whatever your desire is in this business, you don't have to worry about the guy next to you competing for that next job, for that next position, because you can grow and make as much as you desire. And that's what inspired me when I started looking at this, and I thought, oh, my gosh, all the hours that I put in, all the things that I've, you know, expenses and overhead, this business model, and, you know, people like Robert Kiyosaki, I mean, he totally backs network marketing. Donald Trump, as you know, I think he owns, is it Pamper Chef, which is a direct sales company?
Yeah, Warren Buffett.
Is that correct? Or Warren Buffett, right. But those guys, if it's good enough for those guys, it's good enough for me. That's what I got to say.
Oh, I agree with you. I think, you know, when you look around, just this year, and I think the last year, Citibank supposedly has purchased 7 network marketing companies themselves and become the parent holding company of them.
Yeah. And I think with network marketing, in a lot of ways, I mean, you got to do your research. You know, and what Kiyosaki says is it's not so much about the products and the company as it is about the leaders and the people that you partner with. And I think you and I talked about that. This business is such a partnership, and it's not about who can you walk over. It's about who can you help up. You know, who can you? My team. I have an amazing team, and I know you. You know, you had the opportunity to meet a couple of them. And, you know, before I started talking with them about network marketing and about ways that we could reach their dreams and help them reach their goals, I think everybody in a lot of ways are just kind of walking around status quo, and they really don't see that they don't feel like there's anything that they could do to change where their life is at right now. And when you get into network marketing, that is the furthest thing from the truth. I wake up every morning inspired and excited about working with the people that I work with on a daily basis and helping people go to places that a year ago, 2 years ago, they didn't even think they could get to. And I know you guys are very excited. I know you guys do very similar in your business with your people and what you guys are doing.
Well, you know, Marianne, that's one of the things that inspired us to do this radio show, this podcast, is because of our desire to help other people. And it does go hand in hand with network marketing so incredibly well. So I'm glad you made that point again about how much network marketing goes toward people helping other people just be better.
Yeah. Just being figuring out how to be a better you. I wrote a blog here a couple of weeks ago, and I talked about the ride of network marketing. And really, when you come in, just take, you know, this is such a huge opportunity. So many people will come in and leave. But those of us who have stayed the course, who really have accepted it as not only an opportunity, but an adventure and a way to get more out of life than what we were getting before, and helping other people, network marketing, if you embrace it, is so much more than what you ever thought it could be. And it is so gratifying. I have such a attitude of gratitude. You know, we talk about that a lot, of that somebody took the time to show me this and invite me into it, and it was one of my very best friends. And that's where people a lot of times are like, I can't talk to my friends and family. If you can't talk to your friends and family about what you're doing in network marketing, then you're doing something wrong. Because this is not about, hey, get into business with me and let's just see how many people we can sign up. This is about, hey, get into business with me and let me show you how you can reach these goals, and let's find other people that you love and care about so we can share this experience with them and help them get their goals.
I think that's the important part. It's the business of helping people become better people. You know, it's interesting because you said people come in and out of network marketing. There's a company, a large box retailer called Home Depot. It's the largest home improvement retailer in the world, and I think the second largest retailer in the United States. And if you read their book and you study what they've done, they always treated their employees well, and that's how they founded their company, Bernie and Arthur and Ken Langone. These are guys who worked hard, but if you look back and read, they didn't turn a profit immediately. I mean, the first store they opened, they gave away money and still couldn't get enough people in there to break even. I mean, they had a difficult time to get money to begin with. Airbus, which is the largest competitor next to Boeing in making aircraft, when they set their business plan together, they were not scheduled to make a profit for the first 7 years. Airbus was not scheduled to make a profit immediately. But yet, people come into network marketing thinking that, oh, I've won the lottery, and all I got to do is tell three or four people, and I'll be rich in 6 months. It is a business. And just like any business, it takes time to develop. You yourself just said that in order to open your doors, it took you about $10,000 a month in overhead. Well, in network marketing, you don't need a whole lot for overhead. All you need is a little perseverance, and it's not something that you get rich quick. You just don't.
Well, and the one thing I talk to my team about, too, is, you know, people are like, oh, AutoShip, I don't want to be on AutoShip. And I said, you know what, that's a cost of doing business. That's what that is. You know, that's a cost of opening up your business, and you have a monthly, you know, whatever it is, because you couldn't, you know, if you had an office or you had any other company, you would have an overhead every single month. And you know, the thing is, go ahead.
No, let me ask you this. You're in longevity.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started my first company back in the 1980s, it was a company called Sunrise Electric. And it cost me tens of thousands of dollars, plus licensing, plus insurance and bonds. And I'd take tests, had to, you know, get equipment. It took a lot of money to get involved. How much does it cost to get involved in longevity?
Well, we have two options, and this is what I love about longevity. Your business in a box, $499, gets you a little over $500 worth of product, and it qualifies you for every car bonus, stock option, everything they have out there. But they also have a $10 option, because we believe everybody should be able to have this opportunity. And you can eventually go up to the $499 if you want to and qualify for the other bonuses. But at $10, you get all the residuals. And so for
okay.
me, I love that option.
So let me get this straight. For either between $10 or $500, I can start a business. Whereas when I was becoming an electric contractor, 100 years ago, well, not really 100, in the 80s, it cost me.
You didn't look that old. I don't think you're quite that old.
But it cost me tens of thousands of dollars. And you know what? No one was there to help me make a profit. There was none of my other competitive contractors would come over to me and say, Harry, let me show you how to bid to get this job, or let me show you who to hire as the most productive worker. I had to do that all on my own. But now if someone becomes involved in business with you, they have a list of people, a slew of people, a cadre of people that would help them become successful. Is that correct?
That, you know, that's absolutely correct. And what we always say is you have arrows in your quiver. And, you know, certain people resonate with certain people. And so a lot of times I might be brought in for a call or someone else might be brought in for a call. I think you met a couple, as I said, a couple people from my team. Everybody resonates a different way. And what I love is we do a lot of cross training. And if I've got somebody who's in another line that I think is going to resonate with someone that I'm talking to about the business, if I call them, they are on the call. And I as you said, when I started my, because I had an advertising and marketing business, I went to a company and I said, hey, you know, we're just starting this business. I've got some real talent here in the medical realm. I know you guys do a lot of medical, and we'd love to support you with that. if you get an overflow or you need some help, you know, we were there for you. And I always had a different concept of how to do business. I mean, this guy looked at me totally as a competitor and didn't want a partnership in any way. Well, as my business grew and, you know, we started competing more and more, then suddenly he came to me and he goes, you know, remember you talked to me about that partnership? I'd love to do that. And, you know, at that point I was like, well, we're kind of beyond that now. You know, that's where we wanted to go in the beginning. But now that we were getting, you know what I'm saying, where all of a sudden we were the guy, the person that was competing alongside of him, whereas we could have been partners. So I think a lot of people, the concept of business is kind of a, you know, dog-eat-dog type of world, and network marketing is so different from that. The other thing is I have a lot of entrepreneurs within my business, and similar to what you said, it's a little bit hard for them at first because they can't believe that everybody is so ready to help them wherever they need help. So they'll tend to try to do a lot of things on their own until they really get the concept of, oh my gosh, you're really going to help me do this? And it's like, yeah, why wouldn't I? Because help in network marketing, as you know, by helping other people, you're helping yourself, and it's rising, you know, the tide. I mean, we are all rising together. There's nobody rising by themselves, if that makes sense.
Marianne, don't you think that that kind of goes against the grain of how we've gotten so skeptical of people, and that usually when people do offer and they may be genuine, we may not perceive them as that. We're so conditioned, it seems. So you do have to let those guards down just a little and open your mind to consider that maybe everybody isn't out to get you or not trying to, you know, cut some kind of shady deal, huh?
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I think that's why we focus more on building the relationship and building the trust so that when the presentation comes about, people understand that you're there because you really care about them and you want to see how you can serve them. And, you know, I have conversations with people every day, and longevity may not be what it is, what they need today. So I try to serve people however I can, if it's introducing them to someone else or they're, you know, looking for a partnership in some other group, and how I can help them that way. And if longevity is a fit for them, then we may walk down that path, but it's not the path that I go on every time I have a conversation with someone. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
I think building that trust.
Go ahead.
No, I think what you just get ready to say, that building that trust is important, because to be honest with you, there are people that I probably would not want in my contracting business or being any business with. There are certain people that I may not click with. Well, that doesn't mean that network marketing is not for them. It's just that that person and I may not get along, so they may be better off with someone else within the organization or a different organization completely. That's the beautiful thing about network marketing, because certain personalities don't fit, and that's okay. That doesn't mean the business model is wrong. There's people that go to work every day in corporate America that don't like each other but come together for a common cause to create a product. Well, in network marketing, it's the same way. I mean, there are companies that I like, companies I don't like. One thing I do like about longevity is the people in within it. I mean, you have impressed the dickens out of us. I think that is why I wanted you tonight. That's why we talked about it, is because there is a commonality among people who want to succeed and help others succeed. And it can't be about the money, because if money is your goal, that will be short-lived and never satisfied ever. Because H.L. Hunt once said that when asked, he was at that point in time, he just got involved in the silver deal, and this is probably long before your time, Marianne, but the deal was they cornered the silver market, and someone, well, a reporter asked H.L. Hunt, how much money is enough? And HL came back and said, one more dollar. Just one more dollar. So it's never enough. But in network marketing, when you're surrounded by people of positive energy that look at life as something to adventure rather than something to endure, then it can be thrilling just to attend an event, just to meet people. So the money becomes secondary and a byproduct of your efforts rather than the purpose of your efforts.
Exactly. And, you know, I didn't understand that before. I didn't get that. You know, when I had my business, it was very much about integrity, but at the same time, it was so competitive. And I remember in my corporate position, you know, in order for me to get promoted, you know, either my boss had to, you know, quit or die. I mean, you know, as long as he was there, that position was not available. Whereas in network marketing, any position is available. You can do this business however you want. If you want to build it fast, if you want to build it slow, if you want to build it however you choose. And nobody's going to hold it against you. And so people are constantly, you know, every time, you know, you accomplish something, and you know this in network marketing, I mean, is very much about the recognition of what, you know, what you're doing. And it's such an outreach way beyond anything that I ever thought of in my entire life. And now I look back and I realize just how little I really had. I mean, you know, people think, oh, you're a president of this company. Oh, you know, you have clients like Subaru and, you know, Never Summer Snowboards and Level 3 and, you know, all these big corporations that I, you know, that were our clients. And yet, going back to, those weren't the people that if I had to choose to hang out with or have a burger with or have them to my house for dinner, those weren't the people that I would invite. And so now I get to work. I mean, I have such good friends in my business. It just makes me smile just thinking about it. You know, we have coffee on Saturday, and we get together. It's funny because we get together, we do all this different stuff, and people are like, oh, you better get back to work. I said, get back to work. This is my work. This is what I do. I help inspire people to be better within themselves. I study leadership so I can help my people become leaders. And I have mentors that mentor me, and I mentor people. And I have coaches, and I coach. This is so much fun, I can't even hardly stand it.
Well, it definitely goes full circle. It definitely goes full circle. And the way we all do coach and teach each other daily is a true story.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. And we just simply can improve each other's lives. It's just making that choice of the people you do spend that time around, that it's positive people, people that will add to your life, not negative people, people that will drain from your life. And so if you're in a company together, in an enterprise together, in a business together, you're certainly trying to lift each other up all the time. So what if it's at Starbucks? That makes it even more beautiful. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
One. I did want to ask you, Marianne, we have a couple of callers on hold that I wanted to take this time to tell other people that may be listening via the internet or either on hold that we always will accept phone calls here to the Legacy Forum. And I'm sure Marianne would be willing to answer any questions. If you have any questions for her, the number to call in is 347-677-0699. So if you're on the computer listening in tonight, unfortunately, we can't take your live phone calls that way, but you can give us a call at 347-677-0699. And if you have a question for myself or Harry or Marianne Niehaus, we'd be glad to take those questions from you tonight.
That was beautifully well said, baby. I'm impressed.
Yeah, hey, I have a face for radio, too.
Hey. Marianne, I have a question, and we're going to have to wrap this up a little bit. If you got any questions out there, please call in. We have some other topics to cover tonight, but if someone wants to talk to you, say they've just been so engaged and so enthralled in your conversation, they said, I want to get to know Marianne. I want to know what she does. I want to know how she does it. I want to know more about Youngevity. How can they contact you?
Well, they can always reach me via just my cell phone, 303-667-1271. That's the best way. And you can text me or call me. And I help people in other companies. I meet with them all the time. And, I you know, the thing is, and I was going to say this earlier, I just love this industry. And so I'm always so excited to meet people who are, you know, in other companies but are in this industry and have that same passion. And a lot of times we'll just chat about different ways, you know, that we kind of coach and share things with each other and kind of run things past each other. And I love that about this. So I am more than willing to help anybody, you know, who maybe who's just considering network marketing, whether, you know, you get in my company or any other company. I can kind of coach you on what to look for when I find out what people are passionate about. And, you know, that's the thing is you want to do some research. I know, you know, your neighbor might come over and say, hey, I just got into this great deal. We're going to be rich. You know, let's, you know, just jump in with me. You might want to take a step back and do a little bit of research because some of these companies, as you, they're just like any other company. There's some good and bad things about them. And there's some organizations out there that I can steer you to also that, you know, review MLMs or, you know, multi-level marketing companies and other ways that you can find out more. So, I mean, you know, I just, again, I just love the industry. I love helping people. And especially if you're just kind of starting out and you want to find out a little bit about what network marketing is all about.
Well, Marianne and Harry, I have a caller on the line from Jacksonville, Florida, and she has a question regarding network marketing. She's just getting into network marketing not too terribly long ago, and she has a question. I think that it would be great to field to Harry and yourself. Jacksonville, go ahead with your question,
Hi.
Please.
Hi, this is Romney. My question is, what do you do about family members that have negative perceptions of multi-level marketing?
Harry, do you want me to take this? Or
You take that, and I'll tell you why. She's from Florida. I would like someone from Colorado to give a more enlightened response.
Oh. So I think, you know, a lot of times we are so excited, so we want to share stuff with our families. And then they are, you know, they just know us as who we are. And this is where the third party really comes into play, the three-way call or having them talk with your upline. But, you know, it's kind of funny because when I first got into this, my husband didn't want to have anything to do with it. Now he's in the business. Both of my kids are in the business, and they absolutely love it. So sometimes in the very beginning, everybody's always trying to wait and see, oh, if you get success, or, oh, I've done that before, and that, you know, oh, it's just a con or whatever. And so making sure that the company that you're involved in is a good company, and you know that. I kind of steer away from these startup companies, you know, just get started because you just, you know, you just don't know in the very beginning. But one of the things is if somebody says, and you can use this on, you know, other people too, but it's the, oh, I know how you feel. I felt the same way. And I used to think network marketing, you know, was a scam or was this or that. But here's what I found out. And then you share your story with them. So sharing your story in a sense of, you know, here's what I found out. I mean, they have this amazing products and they have this great comp plan, and it might not be for you, and that's okay, you know, but this is something that I'm going to be doing. And, it, you know, it's just hard. I mean, I know people who, especially like in Youngevity, you know, we have some amazing nutritional products, right? And we have relatives who are riddled with disease who would not look at this if their life depended on it. And in some cases, it does. So really all you can do, and here's what we say, is you just have to love on those people and go, that's all right. It's okay. I just want you to know it's okay. if you don't see where I'm going with this. And then you just start building your business, because eventually, if you stick with this, you will start making money and people will start getting more and more interested in about what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, that makes sense. Absolutely. I, you know, sometimes you just have to hear the right words to know what you should say.
I can't speak.
Oh, go ahead.
I can speak for Marianne's company. Her company was founded by a doctor, and Dr. Wallach, and he wrote a book called Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and it's fascinating that the whole premise or hypothesis of the company, besides, I mean, they provide a solution for a lot of ailments, what's ailing Americans. But what's fascinating to me, he presents an evidence that the average doctor, their lifespan is less than the average American. So that ought to tell you something about the medicine that we're being treated with. And I think he brings up some very, very valid points about the methodology by which the doctors use to, I won't say cure us, but to treat us. So their company, and it's been around, I think, 17 years. It has a track record, unbelievable. They have some great products. They have great people. But I think it's that alone is not enough to sell it. Marianne's exactly right. Sometimes you need to call and have your people talk to a third party, a disinterested party that can give a valued opinion. Because, to be honest with you, most people that we come in daily contact with only know us as an equal. And sometimes you need a Warren Buffett figure to come in and say, nah, network marketing is okay.
Yeah, you're right. And I think because people are, you know, I mean, even as a business owner, you know, my business wasn't about nutrition or about network marketing. And so when I first started, you know, when I first got into the business, you know, I'm all excited. I mean, I threw up on so many people, Harry. I really did in the very beginning. But at the same time, I knew that I wanted to learn how to do this business and how to do it right. And I took the time to do that. And I think that is a good way to look at this. It's not, you know, if you started a new job tomorrow, somebody is going to hire you, and then somebody is going to say, here's a person, here's your mentor, here's your coach, and they're going to teach you how to do this. And I just recommend to anybody to get, you know, latch onto that, even if it's, you know, because some people are like, well, somebody signed me up, but they just disappeared, and I don't even know where they're at. Well, call the company and find out who's above them, and find out who in this business, even if it's Crossline, is being successful. And latch onto them and have them mentor you on how to be a professional network marketer. And, you know, Harry and I were talking about Eric Worre. I'm going to go to his conference. And he has a great book on how to become a professional network marketer. And you just have to look at this like just like any other business. It's not a hobby, you know, if you don't want it to be. It is a viable business that you can make a ridiculous amount of money in, should you desire to take it on like that.
Well, Romney, does that help you at any? Is Romney still on the line?
Yes, sir. That helped a lot, actually. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Well, I appreciate the calls, Marianne. I appreciate your time. We kept you longer than I said I would, but I really appreciate it. And for those of us who write fast but think slow, or think fast and write slow, what was the number? How do we get a hold of you again?
It's Marianne Niehaus, and it's 303-667-1271.
And if people out there are listening, whether you're listening tonight or after you download the program, the lady knows of what she speaks. And I can, from personal experience, if I have a question, I am not beneath calling her. And even though I'm not in her company, I'm not in her downline, she's just a friend. If I want to know more, because as most of the people know, I'm fascinated by network marketing and why we haven't taught that in business schools. Because to be honest with you, when I went to business school and got an undergraduate degree in business, they didn't teach this stuff. They didn't teach how to help one another to prosper. But if you look at the stats today and you look at Generation Y coming up and you look how other developing nations are prospering, it's all by networking, by helping one another. And no better forum than what we have today, the network marketing to help one another, because the more you succeed and you help others succeed, well, the more you succeed, the more others succeed. And that's a winning formula. So, Marianne, thank you for being with us tonight. And, again, any questions, call Marianne Niehaus.
Yes,
Carrie,
Marianne,
Robin, I just want to thank you guys. Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This was fun, and it just was great. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. And please, please don't let any more floods come.
Yeah. I know we're actually having a big fundraiser on Wednesday night. We're doing the radio show live at one of the local restaurants, and we're helping some of the restaurants that were up in Lyons that they were completely wiped out. So they're going to be cooking for their patriots or for their patrons here in Longmont. So we're hoping people will come down and eat the food of their local restaurants, which are going to be in Longmont. So thank you again. And such a pleasure to be on the show, and so great to meet you guys in person.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marianne.
All right. Thanks, Robin. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks, and happy to have you tonight. With that being said, after that great guest, just wanted to share with you guys some other programs that you can catch on the SACA Network. On Sunday evening, 6 Pacific time, that would be 9 Eastern time, you can find the Dynamic Dojo. That's hosted by Rosita DeJesus and Robert Deal, speaking of martial arts and similar topics. Then on Thursday, tune in at 6 Pacific time and 9 Eastern for Violet Reiki. If you're interested in Reiki, this would be a great station, a great program for you to tune in. That, again, is Thursday night at 9. You can find, if you're on the phone and you just can't remember exactly what the website is, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Dynamic Dojo. We encourage everyone to download these podcasts. There's a little something in each program that can improve your life. Thank you for listening. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What the hell? What the hell?
As baby boomers reach their 60s, it becomes more and more important not to ignore aches and pains that develop in the legs, as they could be signs of something more serious than old age. Peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, develops when arteries in the legs become clogged with plaque. Like clogged arteries in the heart, clogged arteries in the legs mean that you are at future risk for a heart attack or stroke. According to interventional radiologist Dr. Keith Sterling, early detection is essential.
Early detection and management of peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, can prevent the progression of the disease, which can often lead to painful walking, gangrene, amputation, heart attack, or stroke.
During National PAD Awareness Month in September, people over 50 who also are smokers, have diabetes, or are overweight are encouraged to learn their ABI number in order to save their legs and their life. Throughout the month, interventional radiologists are offering diagnostic ABI tests nationwide through their Legs for Life program. During an ABI test, the blood pressure in your arm is compared to the pressure in your leg in order to determine if you have PAD. To learn more, visit legsforlife.org.
Speaking of improving your life, nutrition plays a large part in the quality of life. Some people, even people, it can overcome, even people can overcome genetic issues. I mean, there are reports, and this is important to me, that a damaging effect of heart disease can be reversed. I mean, this possibility excites me because why? I have heart disease. So with that, we want to talk about something that we attended a couple of weeks ago. It's about raw food. And it was an interesting class, so interesting to me. We attended a class by one of Robin's friends, a Robin Bascara. And we had raw food, food from the earth, not from a box. We had smoothies. We had almond milk made right in front of our eyes. And one of the things that really fascinated me, we had pesto pasta with marinated mushrooms. And it really was just zucchini. That was all it was. It amazed me how that did well. We had ice cream made out of bananas. Can you hear me? Wonder what happened. Got a
together. All I know, love will save the day.
wow, we are learning so many different ways of not doing something. It is amazing the learning opportunities we have before us today, and we are glad that you're here with us. You know, you cannot change your destination overnight, but you know what? You can change your direction. Your friends determine your direction. Your education determines your direction. Your attitude determines your direction in life. Your location, your family, your finance, and the list goes on and on and on. But you know what? Beautiful thing is all of these factors, each and every one, are within your control to mitigate any damage they can do. You truly determine your direction. And you determine the impact of those friends and family, education, location, all of that stuff, all the variables you have control over. You have control over the destination. Your power is found in your direction. You and you alone determine your direction. You're not helpless. Your life, your business, your friends, your family, and your world will get better when you get better. Your direction, and this is one of the hardest things for me to tell people, but your direction is truly your responsibility. Robin and I were speaking to a lady we met at a gathering the other night, and she spoke, you know, and it saddened me, but she spoke of her desperation. She could not afford a computer. She had no money for her phone to be connected to the Internet. She didn't have the latest phone. She works two jobs and doesn't have enough time to increase her cash flow. She thought Robin and I were very lucky, and you know what, when I sit across the table and sit across this desk from looking at Robin, I know I'm lucky. But I'm going to tell you something. In her mind, in this lady's mind, she really believes she has no time because she's too tired, and she has no money to increase her cash flow. But, as I saw it, she had time to attend the events she spoke of. She has the money to attend these events she spoke of. She has the money to do charitable events that she spoke of. And if one really sat down and listened to her, she had the time, she had the money, she had the ability to increase her cash flow. What she lacked is direction. If she was honest with herself, if she was really happy with herself, she wouldn't be complaining. She's comfortable speaking of how hard life is for her. The direction her life has taken is one of a person who has, quite frankly, just given up control. She has been beaten down by life and given up control to unseen and often unknown forces. And this saddens me. This is what Robin and I fight very hard every day to enlighten people. You know, how much money you want, what kind of house you want, is up to you. There is a method for increasing cash flow, but it won't help her and it won't help anybody if your direction's not right. You know, we generally change ourselves for one or two reasons. It's either inspiration or desperation. Jim Rome said that. Inspiration or desperation. As a person, we have to grow. And I've grown to admire a lady lately. In the last, I think, Robin, about 2 years now, there's a lady that I guess some people would refer to as a hairstylist. But I refer to her as an entrepreneur filling a need in an extraordinary way. She's not taking any new clients now, so don't get any ideas. But her business is doing so well. I give out her name of her business. Anyway, it's Siren in Jackson, Siren Salon in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. And she didn't want to be on the show because, you know, she's not a public speaker, although I think she is because she speaks from the heart. But I'm going to read something, and I'm going to call it Words from Megan. Number one, she's going to give you some insight into starting up a business and to running a business. Number one, keep your startup costs small. You can always expand later. A great location or a fancy facility or office will not bring new customers in. It will just cost profit or put you in the red. Start small and build up. Megan goes on to tell me that you set yourself up to where you're able to somewhat be, you know, be self-sufficient. The more you can depend on others, the more stress there is to make in your work. You know, so set yourself up to be self-sufficient. Number three, when you find someone who is willing to work hard and invest in themselves, that person becomes a good asset. And so what do? You reward them accordingly. Number four, deliver a product or service that you yourself would want and be able to afford. Henry Ford built the Model T at a cost so his factory workers could buy it. So deliver a product or service that you yourself would want and be able to afford. Number five, the more you care about being fair and concerned about customer satisfaction, even at your own expense of time, money, or inconvenience, the more your business will grow. And number six, the words from Megan, if you want your team to be successful, encourage their personal success rather than what they can do for you. They will be more willing to work hard for you if you make sure they are personal successes. Now, these are words from a young entrepreneur, someone we've come to have grown and admire. And in her world, these are words that will help you grow and develop your business. Like I said, she is not in this time where a lot of people are looking for new customers, increasing advertising. Megan is not looking for new customers. She's turning them away because her product is that good. She is one of the people that I admire in this world because of the way she's developed her business, the way she treats her customers, and the way when we leave there, it just fascinates me.
Hey, Harry, you know what fascinates me when we leave there? How pretty my hair is.
I love it. I love it. And I agree, baby. I agree. And, you know, Megan is not in network marketing. She's a hairstylist. And what I call, she makes me look good, so I really appreciate that. But, you know, network marketing is a business model that is more American and more representation of capitalism and more available to American middle class than any other business model that I know of. And I want to address some issues and confusion and give you my take on this business model. Network marketing is a distribution system. That's it. Network marketing is a distribution system. It is a method of moving the product from point A to point B, and it avoids many of the overhead and advertising costs. The term multi-level marketing describes the compensation plan. The sales force is compensated not only for the sales they personally generate, but also for the sales of people on their team. Companies that use multi-level marketing models for compensation have been frequent subject of criticism. But I'm going to tell you something, people. Many of the same criticisms have been directed at some of the largest companies in the world. One thing I've noticed all my life is success brings criticism. My research that reveals that network marketing has been around formally since about 1930 with Carl Reinborg. Although referral fees, finder fees, loyalty programs have been around since the beginning of time, multi-level compensation began in the 1930s. He began selling vitamins under the company name California Vitamin Company, and later changed the name to, I think it was Nutrilite. But this one man has given opportunity to millions of people. And yet when we think about it, we think of referral fees or finder fees. That's network marketing, people. That's all it is. And yet, somehow, we resist it. But people in network marketing are rewarded for results, not hours. Again, results, not hours. Now, this is a threat to many people in business, and organizational models, because network marketing is a threat to those who are lazy, those who are afraid of being evaluated fairly, and sometimes it goes to the very fabric of a corporate structure. Rewarding for results instead of hours goes against what America, corporate America, thrives upon. Network marketing is a business model that treats people fairly, regardless of race, color, sexual preference, education, and every other tool that people use to divide us. Network marketing is a business model that can save America's middle class from the damaging, lingering effects of a long, drawn-out recession. Now, this scares many people at the top because, you know, Americans, once they awake to the power of this business model, capitalism will once again regain dominance, and people seeking to hide within the corporate structure will be called out, because network marketing will call non-performers out, because network marketing rewards results. It's a business model I love to learn about and I love to discuss. It is a business model that can increase cash flow instead of robbing time. Oh, I got to get off my soapbox, baby. I got to get off my soapbox. But I'm going to tell you, an exercise that is rewarding, time is yoga.
No, yoga is certainly not a waste of time. Any time that I think my day may be a little short of time to go to the yoga studio, I find that when I come back, my time is used so much more productively. So yoga is never a waste of time, that's for sure. As we put together the schedule for our forum here, we wanted to set aside a segment each week to discuss yoga in one way or another. And yoga has changed my life in the past 3 years. I've been introduced to yoga. I have developed a practice of yoga, a personal practice, and I also have been through the certification process, and I'm now a certified yoga instructor teaching at a couple of places here in Jacksonville, as well as giving private lessons on location. So certainly willing to help you out with that. The thing I'd like to talk to you tonight, just keeping things very, very basic tonight, is breathing. About 7 years ago now, when I ran into Harry, I've known Harry for about 12 years now. About 7 years ago, I hadn't seen him in a while, ran into him, and we developed a friendship. And not long into that friendship, he said, "You know what, Robin, I like you a lot, and I want you to live a long time. So let me tell you how to breathe." Well, I almost packed, because even though I happened to be blonde all this time, I thought I could breathe correctly. So I really thought that he had, you know, stepped over the line a little bit, lost his mind, whatever. But then as he told me to take a deep breath, I did what most people do. So right there where you sit, where you stand, take a deep inhale. Chances are, if you look right now, you've just raised your shoulders towards your ears. And your breath is in the top part of your chest, your belly sucked in. Okay, so let all that nonsense go, because you, like me, are not breathing right. When we truly take an inhale, our shoulders need to drop down away from our ears. Our shoulder blades, if we work toward bringing our shoulder blades back together, then that opens up our chest and allows more room to bring in that air. So when you inhale, as your shoulders drop down, allow your belly to soften and expand, making room for even more air. Our cells, every cell of our body needs air to function properly. So suck in all that good air. Allow your belly to expand as you do so. And then when you exhale, bring your muscles and your abdomen back towards your spine, forcing all of that air out, making room for new fresh air. So if you think about it, change the dynamic of how you breathe. You can make those breaths more effective just by breathing correctly. So again, inhale, allow your stomach to rise, drop your shoulders, and bring in as much oxygen as you can. Then as you exhale, bring those muscles back to your spine and release all of that used air, making more for room for more fresh air. So, again, I know that sounds kind of crazy. I just spent 30 seconds or a minute telling you how to breathe. But trust me, of course, every breath won't be that mindful. You will not pay attention to every breath. But throughout the day, if you feel yourself get a little anxious or agitated, just maybe you just happen to be driving in Jacksonville traffic or traffic wherever you are, it may rival Jacksonville traffic. Think of these breathing techniques and give them a try. I'll be bringing other breathing practices to you throughout our time together here on the Legacy Forum. And also, throughout the next few weeks, I'm excited to share a book, The Yamas and Niyamas. Those are Sanskrit words. Sanskrit is an ancient language that we use in yoga. The book is written by Deborah Adele, and in the coming weeks, we're going to discuss the yama and the yamas. The yamas are basically how you relate to the world around you. The niyamas are basically how you relate to yourself, how you honor yourself, how you take care of yourself. So we'll explore each one of those. There happens to be 10 yamas and niyamas, 5 of each. So we'll take one a week, and we'll just discuss them. I'll welcome your calls. Should prove some interesting discussion. And we'll get started on that next week. But for tonight, just when you lie down tonight, practice a little bit of that breathing. See if it doesn't help you drift away and find great slumber tonight.
I think that is awesome. I think that too often times we do not give the credence to breath as we should. You know, in order for our muscles to operate correctly, in order for our lungs to operate, every cell in our body requires oxygen, and I think that we neglect that at times. You know, tonight was a unique experience for us. We've enjoyed it. We think that we have learned more ways of how not to do something than we ever thought possible. I really have enjoyed it. You know, tonight has another adventure to us. This is our premier podcast, and I really thank Robin for all that she's done to put this, because for those that know me, know that I do have some health issues, and this gives me something to look forward to the week, and it's just a great way of giving back and allow me to feel productive. I would ask each of you if you have any ideas on how we can improve or any topics you want to hear about, because we believe in order to be successful, you have to have a balanced life, and that requires nutrition. It requires a form of exercise, and let me tell you something. Yoga is probably, even though I've been a martial artist for, you know, gosh, over 40 years now, yoga is that one exercise, that one workout that almost anybody can do. I've seen Robin do restorative classes that I think are immensely helpful to the human body, and all you have to do is just lay there. If that's all you can do is lay there, she can teach you how to improve your health by laying on the ground, and it just amazes me. So through yoga, through nutrition, through self-development, through business, this is how you live a balanced life. Because let me tell you something, people. If you are perfectly healthy and you eat the right foods and you have the right friends, but you're broke, life ain't so good. And if you're rich and you have all the money in the world, but you don't have your health and you don't have your friends and you eat poorly, but you got a lot of money, that doesn't do you much good. So as we go through this journey together on this podcast avenue, it does my heart good and does my soul good to give back what I know. And so although this program is ours, and we have copyrights, legal rights, squatter's rights, and I don't know, all other rights there could be, we want you to use this information we provide. If we intended to keep it secret, we wouldn't be on the radio. So use it and share it. If it improves your life, we've accomplished our mission. This information we share is for you to improve your life. We want you to use the information and learn in a forum to create a positive legacy. Now, we can be contacted via email at legacyforum@yahoo.com. Or you can call us at 904-307-9068. We will have these calls every Monday evening, same time, same place. Again, you can email us at legacyforum@yahoo.com or call us 904-307-9068.
And just a reminder, that book that we're going to begin discussing next week is entitled The Yamas and Niyamas. That's Y-A-M-A-S, Yama Like Mama, and Niyamas, N-I-J-A-M-A-S. It's written by Deborah Dale. You can order it on Amazon.com. If you can't find something on Amazon.com, you probably really don't need it, right? So maybe go ahead and order the book and have it with you, because we're going to discuss that book chapter by chapter, positively affecting your life and hopefully those around you. This week, if you can tell one person about our show and have them join us next week, that would be super. Or you can also tell them to go online and pull up the podcast on the Sika Network and listen to them at their convenience. So, again, thank you for joining us tonight. It's been great.
Tell me how, again, how does someone, because, you know, at my age and all that kind of stuff, how does someone find us on the Internet?
Well, it's not too hard, because even I know how to do that. You just go at www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Dynamic Dojo. That's D-O-J-O. All you have to do, and then you'll go down and click on Legacy Forum.
And then you load down it or dog down it. What do you do with it?
Well, you can download one of those podcasts, and you can listen to it at your convenience. You'll see our pretty picture on there if you go on there and do that.
And then you download it, and you can listen to it anytime.
Anytime you want to, yes.
And
you've got the concept.
Technology is amazing.
We do want to say thank you to our listeners tonight one more time. You are a great guest. Thank you for being with us on our premiere show.
Now go out and create a positive legacy.